20 past midday on Newsbeat with myself, Shafiq Morton. Welcome back to the show. I'm sure everybody knows about the Gate 7 community. Gate 7 along Voortrekker Road by the Maitland Cemetery, a community that has been there for about a decade. And of course, earlier this morning, the community was protesting about a lack of service delivery, quote unquote, and early this morning, parts of Voortrekker Road were closed. I'm not too sure of the status of the road at the moment. But online, to help us understand what is actually quite a complicated situation, is Cheslin Steenberg, Ward 56 councillor. Councillor Cheslin Steenberg, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
This is not an easy question, and I don't say this lightly, because the Gate 7 community, in my humble understanding, is not situated on state-owned or city-owned land, which in itself and of itself creates legal problems in terms of access. Am I correct if I assume that?
You're 100% correct. The owner of the land is the Indabini Trust, and for a very, very long time, this particular issue has reared its head in the ward. I inherited this particular settlement with the adjacent refugee tent when I became councillor in 2023, and today the third protest since my time in office, we are dealing with the same issue time and time again with the Indabini Trust, you know, simply not willing to come to the party, and now unfortunately, you know, it disrupts the lives of thousands of residents within my ward. This morning again with the burning of tires, and of course, leading to that, the disruption of lives of young children having to go to school, our parents having to go to work, and businesses having to operate. But more so, the damage to our roads, you know, is another concern that we are facing. And so, yes, so we are dealing with the issue. I accepted the memorandum this morning. I've committed to escalate it, basically be the post office to the city and to the landowner, but there's nothing I can really do as the ward councillor in this regard. The onus rests on the landowner to deal with the issue at hand.
Sorry, I just want to interrupt there. Who exactly is the Indabini Trust? I mean, who exactly are these people, this person? Who are they?
Well, it's a trust that was created after 1994 with a land plans. So this is restitution. This is restitution land. It's a group of people. It's about 300 to 400 people that makes up the trust, and they themselves are not united in their action. You know, they themselves have no funds to secure the land, put a fence around it, put security on there. Nothing. They have allowed this particular land invasion to take place unabated for the last 15 years. So the owners of this land is Indabini Trust. That is the long and the short of it.
So it does ask questions, though. Where does one go if the landowners themselves are not empowered to do anything about the situation? Because this has created what we call an impasse. Very difficult to move left, right, north, or south.
No, you're 100% right. And so therefore, on Thursday, God willing, I'm having a meeting with the officials responsible for this particular issue that was placed on the table, but then also with the landowner and, of course, and myself to talk through this issue, what the residents want. But the issue at hand is not municipal services alone. What the concerns of the broader ward is, the fear is, once services are placed on the site, it then would box the community in. Because like this morning, once again, you know, they were not satisfied and they took to the streets, blocking off the entry and exit point to 18th Avenue via the Goodwood direction. So I've expressed that this morning with them, and they were clear. They then said to me, then, councillor, the landowner needs to give us alternative land. We can debate that. You know, for people who have occupied the land illegally to then make such a demand, it is quite chilling, you know. But that is the issue for the landowner to deal with, and not necessarily one that I can, you know, say yes or no to.
Yeah, it certainly is a difficult scenario. Do you think this is a question that needs to be sent upstairs to national government, as it were, that maybe national government has more play to deal with this particular situation, or it'll just be kicked downstairs again once it goes upstairs?
Well, to be very honest with you, I think the land should just be expropriated, taken back, because that is a restitution land. You would see that on a Saturday, there is a problem with parking. Our graveyard opposite the site is already full. That land can be used for that, because the land in itself is not in a state of development. You can't build anything on that land. It's a waterlogged space.
Mm.
So I think the national government, and I'm going to write to them, to expropriate that land, given that we have the most recent approval of such legislation, but to have this constant fear as a community, you know, what will happen tomorrow? What will happen the day after? And of course, you know, today that fear was realized for the third time, and damage to infrastructure has taken place. And I think that is wrong. It's disingenuous. You know, it means that anyone can just go on to open pieces of land, occupy the land, and then request and demand municipal services. That is wrong. You know, whilst we have our rights, we also have responsibilities. And so it is incorrect for a group of individuals to come and hold hundreds or even thousands of people hostage because they demand a particular service. So this conversation must be taken up by the national government, and they need to be firm, you know, in dealing with this type of thing, even though our right to protest is enshrined in the Constitution. But I think protesters forget that they also have responsibilities coupled with that right.
Yeah, there's also a right to reason as well in any given situation. The law is based upon the premise of reason. Are there any other problems? I mean, I happen to know a lot of people in the area are not very happy with the presence of the squatter camp. They say that it is engendering a crime problem. And I'm just repeating what the residents are saying.
Yeah.
I'm sure, are you getting that same kind of feedback that this is one of the concerns of the Kensington Maitland community, is that some of the people, and obviously we're not trying to label a whole community as this, but there perhaps are elements in that community which is upsetting the broader community, as it were.
Most definitely, and it's a genuine concern. It's a fair concern to have as residents. We have seen an increase in robberies. We have seen an increase of people going to grave sites to visit their loved ones, and then they are robbed, or they are hijacked, cars are stolen, etc. So it's a reality for the people of Ward 56. But added to that, emanating from engaging the residents this morning, they were saying that they are also up in arms because of the eviction application that we submitted to the courts. You know, as a community, we managed to get it right. And the courts have now issued a notice to vacate. And so the residents now adjacent to the tent, the refugee tent, is now up in arms because they are saying, we're getting our water from the tent. If the tent goes, where do we get our water? I'm saying to them, the tent is on public works property. You are on Indabini trust land. You know, there's a big difference between who the owners are. So that too plays a role. And so I cannot confirm whether the tent occupants were with this morning. But if they had to be worse, that also, I want to say, it is disingenuous. And I want to condemn it in the strongest of terms, because we cannot hold, and I'm not going to allow that. I can tell you now, I'm not going to allow my ward to be held hostage by anybody, you know, for anything. There is ways and there's channels we can use to engage on these things. So I said it this morning, and I'm going to say it again, I will never, ever negotiate with protesters, because the moment you are protesting, you are violating the rights of others, you are restricting movement, and that cannot be the order of the day, unfortunately. And I'm going to write to Indabini Trust today. I'm going to write to the to national government, to the ministers in charge of this restitution type of programs. They need to intervene as in yesterday. We cannot allow this to be the order of the day in Ward 56.
Absolutely. Cheslin Steenberg, Ward 56 councillor, and of course we're talking about the Gate 7 community at Kensington. For the residents of Kensington, a burning issue, and let's hope at the end of the day there is a satisfactory resolution for all concerned. Cheslin Steenberg, ward councillor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, sir. God bless.